KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. With a purchase and sale agreement of the Rock Creek Mine between Nova Gold and the Bering Straits Native Corporation, BSNC hopes to bring the mine back into production on a much smaller scale. The transfer includes the mine itself, the mill, and the claims that Nova Gold has in the Rock Creek area. BSNC President and CEO Gail Schubert says they've hired a mining expert, former Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Harry Noah.
And Harry has experience with a group, a very small group of other miners in reopening a closed mine. And that mine was located in the Doyon region, and they reopened it very successfully and processed the ore and then reclaimed the site. And so this whole effort is really under Harry's guidance and leadership.
And with the upcoming transfer of Rock Creek that could take place 6 months from now, Schubert says the agreement is subject to a number of conditions.
The first of which is the successful completion of the Phase 1 reclamation planned by Nova Gold. And it's my understanding that that has it's well underway and has been successful. And then there are a couple of other things that we are looking at. So it's not exactly a done deal yet, but we do have the terms negotiated and signed off on, and it's just subject to some other conditions being met.
But with the agreement in place, Schubert says the Native Corporation has its sights on a bigger purchase, the purchase of the Alaska Gold Company. Alaska Gold owns Big Hurrah, Satellite Field, and other properties. Schubert says if they're able to get Rock Creek in production, they'd like to develop Big Hurrah.
Because the ore grade is higher and better at Big Hurrah than it is at the mine site itself. And so when the Big Hurrah asset came into play, that's when we were able to look at the mine operations itself again and agree to reopen that discussion and move forward with potentially purchasing Alaska Gold Company itself.
Schubert says they're in negotiations with Nova Gold regarding Alaska Gold, but no agreements have yet been made. To hear more about the transfer of Rock Creek from Nova Gold to BSNC, tune into Profiles after this newscast and the weather, and also the 6 p.m. weather. The processor in the 2012 Norton Sound commercial herring fishery will not be making its way to the Sound this year. Due to stubborn ice conditions in the southern Norton Sound, Icicle Seafoods directed their processor and the four tenders to the salmon fishery in Bristol Bay. Icicle Seafoods was the lone processor in the fishery. With no processor, the buyer, the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation, and the fishermen have no way to get the fish to market. NSCDC's Chief Operating Officer, Simon Kinnean, says this year's ice conditions were just not favorable for a sacro fishery.
There's a lot of ice that has come in recently. The boats haven't been able to make it up to the Norton Sound yet, but now, in addition to that, we've got a lot of ice that's flowing up in there, and with the winds the way they're predicted to be, it's not going to be moving out anytime soon.
However, NSCDC is still looking at purchasing bait fish needed for the crab and halibut fishery.
Going to just have to take a look at the ice conditions and how that pans out, and going to be trying to process, you know, that 60 tons in region, but just need to wait and see how the ice is going to do.
Last year, the commercial sacro herring fishery netted $274,000 to the 25 permit holders that put their nets in the water. Kinnean says they were hopeful late last week that the fishery would take place again.
Just like to thank the Norton Sound Herring Fishing Fleet for their efforts for gearing up this season, and look forward to future fishing opportunities.
Icicle Seafood's Western Alaska Fleet Manager Warner Liu says they are looking forward to next year's sacro fishery and hope for better ice conditions. The state of Alaska plans to take the steps needed to seek a waiver from provisions of the federal education law, No Child Left Behind. State Education Commissioner Michael Hanley says the decision boiled down to either seeking a waiver or writing out No Child Left Behind, which he said would result in more and more schools being labeled as failing because they would not meet the soon-to-be rising bar for measuring annual progress. He says he doesn't expect any changes to the law before the November presidential election, and he said it even could be another year or more beyond that. In the meantime, he says Alaska is taking the steps necessary to file a formal request for waiver to qualify for the next round for applications in September. The past 2 months have seen warm, dry weather in much of western Alaska, and with several thunderstorms last week, conditions were dangerously perfect for wildfires. Doug Gibbs is the Alaska Fire Service's assistant fire manager for the Galena Zone. This area spans most of western Alaska above the Yukon River, including the Seward Peninsula, all the way up to Barrow.
We are really the only spot in the state that has been busy. We've had some fires right around Galena in the lower Yukon, but up on the Kobuk is where the majority of these fires happened. We used all the smoke jumpers we had, and then we ordered more smoke jumpers from the lower 48 and ended up putting them on the fires on the Kobuk as well.
With nearly 12,800 acres burned, the Galena Zone represents almost half of the total acreage lost to fire this year in the state. Gibbs says the Kobuk fire is in high fire danger.
Because it's very warm, it's very dry, there's a lot of wind up there, so we're paying particular attention to that part of the state. And right now, it's really the driest part of the entire state of Alaska.
Gibbs says in just 2 days last week, more than 20 fires started in the Galena Zone, while a handful were in unpopulated areas where the fires were only monitored. The majority of last week's fires were what Gibbs calls action fires, calling the BLM to send firefighters.
Because those fires are either close to native allotments or people's cabins.
And this year, Gibbs says major fires have been contained on the Squirrel River outside of Kayana, but large fires from 1,000 to 3,000 acres continue in contained burns. The fire service has staged crew and equipment at Doll Creek near Kobuk as the fire season progresses. The Alaska Interagency Coordination Center coordinates firefighting resources and tracks fires. Their fire weather program manager, Heidi Strader, says it's still early in the summer.
So we're certainly not out of the woods, even once we do see a little bit more rain on the ground. So do expect to see the chance for another burst of fire activity with another lightning event later in the season.
The AICC so far this year says there's a total of 176 fires that have burned nearly 26,160 acres statewide. The price of gold is up $19.40 an ounce to $1,616.50. An ounce of silver is up 41 cents to $29.09, and a pound of zinc at 85 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151, according to the flight tracker, the Kotzebue segment of the flight was canceled. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome at 8:48 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 47 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.